The Camp Cougars got their first win of the season after dropping their first games to start off the year. Camp and West Harrison were in a back-and-forth battle that consisted of multiple lead changes throughout the night, but Camp prevailed and won 65-54. Head coach Ian Hunt was proud of his boys for picking up the defense late in the game and keeping Jacob Berry and Mason McIntosh contained.
I think the energy on defense really picked up there. We went through a little bit of a lull, and kudos to them. They were having a good shooting night, and they were moving the ball well, and they were really kind of taking it to us there for a bit. But our energy on defense picked up, and that led to some offensive buckets for us.
Ryan Bauer was a leading scorer for the Cougars tonight with 18 points on the board, including 11 first-half points. The second quarter was treading through high water for Bauer as he missed a lot of open looks and took some tightly contested shots. His teammates liked the aggressiveness on the hardwood and that he was confident to keep putting up the shots.
I think it's just really a testament to our team and our guys. We got a lot of guys that believe in each other, and we believe in everybody on the team, everybody on the bench. So I think just really teammates believing in him, letting him take that next shot, and guys telling him to keep taking those shots.
Both Colin Bauer and Chase Jotty kept the Cougars in the game, but in different halves. Jotty scored 13 points in the first half for 15 total points, while Bauer knocked in 10 second-half points for a total of 16. These two kept the Cougars in it when it mattered most in the paint and continued to knock down shots in tight contention all night long. Chase Speaker also knocked down 14 points, while West Harrison was led by Jacob Berry with 25 points for his season high.
Their physicality and energy on the post has been really important to us this year and something that we really need to be successful throughout the rest of the year.
Coach Hunt is looking to review film in the meantime in their preparation for Boyer Valley, but is still looking for the defense to box out and pull in some more rebounds. Chase Beaker was very good on the offensive rebounding side as he was following his shots and getting to the boards, but he is just looking for the team to follow.
We're just going to start breaking down film, looking at that, and kind of also adjusting some things that we do. We got to get a little better on the defensive rebounds, and we got to keep pushing that pace.
Cam travels to Boyer Valley on Tuesday, December 12th for a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. I'm Zach Collins reporting.